mother, marriage, money, and position. Woo!
Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo. I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Pizza
Party.
Where
are we broadcasting?
Broadcasting live from CITR.
CITR. That's where we are.
That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. CITR 101.9.
Not 8. Not 10.
Not 10. Not 9. Oh, yes, not.
10 would be difficult.
Hey, Ben, what does CITR stand for?
You haven't introduced me yet, so I'm not going to respond.
Guest, what does that stand for?
What?
Can
what
I try is, radio?
What does CITR stand for?
Can Iterations Terrence Russell.
Yeah,
no, you're close. Two of them aren't names. I'll give you that.
So we're broadcasting from a University of British Columbia campus here on unceded territory
of
Musqueam people. If this is your first time listening to Radio Pizza Party, first time listener, long time caller.
Don't know who I was calling.
Don't know who's been calling.
Calling, please.
Hey, Lady Gaga. we have a guest on. We talk a topic.
We have guest on. Topic.
We have guest on. Guest off. The clapper.
the clapper.
we talk a random topic. We have little games, little segments, fun little things. You know, just to keep you interested, keep you entertained.
You know, some doofs.
My name is Tristan Leary Wheeler. And I'm here with my other co-host, Coast to Coast.
I prefer Choost.
Choost.
And my name is Jack Sergio Lovejoy Lamming.
They call me Ben G-G-G-G-G.
Well, we...
Let us.
Yeah,
let us.
Well, okay. All right, yeah.
We call him Ben Idiot Flynn.
Oh. Ben Didiot Flynn.
Ben Idiot. Remember we were talking about names you could say in one go? Ben Idiot.
I'm just going to do a quick little introduction for you, okay?
Wait, so I'm going to do my own introduction?
No, I'll do the introduction.
Okay, forget you exist.
All right.
A quick little introduction.
Let's
okay,
do
right.
This.
Yeah.
Sure, you never heard this joke before.
Ready?
Oh, I know the song.
Jesus, listen right up together. The microphone's picking someone you know to be a guest host. We'll talk the random things tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear comedic bits of laughs. Oh, Jackie and Tristan have him on, but today he's back. Benny Flynn. Oh, he's been a guest before. Oh, Benny sure ain't me. He loves Germany and corned beef. You know, I heard it from Grandma Renetta. Benny Flynn.
Oh, fuck. That's...
Oh, that was
we're here with Ben Flynn.
Oh, my God. That was a high point of the show.
Oh, it is so good to be back.
He loves Germany and taking pee.
And going pee.
No, that was beautiful.
You name dropped my grandma there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm thrown off. I need to go home.
Yeah, my whole thing is not that I had a thing.
Whoa. That was a doozy.
So we have Ben Flynn on the show today.
Yeah,
it's Ben.
Yeah, it's Ben.
It's been a while since I've been on the
show. It has been a while since you've been on the show. Yeah. What have you been up to since you've been on?
Man, I've been I've been going to school. Hey, wait, I'm going to be honest. I feel like a computer right now. And not just because I'm taking a course in computers, but you know,
well, I'm taking a course in Germany. German doesn't make I'm doesn't mean I think I'm German.
No, you don't think you're
German. You mean you don't feel like you're a bratwurst?
maybe I think I'm a Bavaria.
Shut up.
But anyways, so like I feel like I'm getting all this information in my head, and I feel like I'm just like slowing down as like a human. Like I forgot my age.
You do
day.
Seem slow lately.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think computers go slow.
Well,
I'd say they go quick.
I don't think you know a lot about. I don't think you know a lot about computers.
You ever seen a computer on a plane? Very
you
fast.
Ever been in a Turkish prison?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No. Yeah.
You're
so
21. You
what?
I knew I wasn't older than 21, but I was like, I'm 19.
I'm talking about what Tristan was saying about how he's never seen a grown man naked.
I closed my eyes.
You're a grown man.
At all costs. If I'm in somewhere where I think someone might be.
Did you shatter all? No. Like, even yourself?
Yeah.
You shatter all the mirrors in your house?
Yeah.
Don't burp into the mic.
Yeah, what the heck?
We can hear that.
I can hear it. I heard
it. It was a mini one.
Jeez, you think you haven't been on this long?
Just wait to see what I was doing on the bus.
What?
Yeah, I was throwing
what
up.
What do
on
you mean,
the
wait to see? You were talking in
wait
past
to see
tense?
In the past?
I'm real sick right now.
Did you take video?
Well, when we get on the bus later on.
Oh, I'm not taking a bus with you. Is that a threat? What you doing over there, buddy?
Oh, I'm just having fun.
Oh,
just talk. I'm just doing.
Please don't
fun.
Fiddle with your knobs
hey,
on air.
So, hey, Jack. Hey, what's up, man?
It's been a hard week.
Oh, yeah?
I was just trying to get it so it could broadcast out into
what's
the
nest. What's
hard
about your
there,
week, Jack?
Into the old nest. What's hard about my week? What's easy about my week?
Everything I about my week. You are a very privileged person.
That's true. That's very true.
What's hard about what isn't easy?
Got home. Everything I own is velvet.
including your
that's
forks?
That's actually an issue, though. That's,
it's,
know,
dude, it's a nightmare.
You go home, everything's velvet.
We're all talking
sudden,
over each other right now.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, Tristan. I don't know. We have to take turns.
Do I have permission to speak?
Yeah. If you want to speak,
okay,
just raise your hand.
Just raise your hand. Who's going to decide? I'm going to decide.
Okay. Why don't you say who it is who's talking? This is Ben here talking, by the way.
All right. Ben, what do you have to say?
Scott.
Scott.
Hey, we haven't jumped the shark that soon. Are we already through it?
That's a reference to you talking to YouTube to me.
Which is what the show references.
Almost always.
What the show is.
It's, yeah. It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so, Ben, you were saying you were going slow like a computer.
Yeah, and then
sounds
like I was...
Like a, that sounds like a chingy lyric.
Or like a Radiohead song.
Well, I was trying to think of, like, analogies about, like, what I'm, like, up to. And, you know when you have a lot of tabs open? I feel like that's my brain, because I just have, like, shit I'm just, like, dwelling on for years. Just, like... hanging around there, you know? I just don't close any of
and then you're head. Like, you're like, wait, what tab is that song playing from? I can't control that.
Oh, yeah. Tristan, man, you know what I'm talking about, man?
Do you hear a bass?
I do.
It's my heartbeat.
It's probably the pit. It's because we're broadcasting live from UBC.
Yeah. Best. Okay, if you hear a bass noise, that's not coming from us.
Maybe it's an earthquake.
I don't think earthquakes are as rhythmic.
Yeah. I wish earthquakes.
Here, like, everybody quiet for a sec. Let me see if it gets picked up.
All right, let's get some beat.
No, I don't think it is. Never mind. Oh, we just wasted that, those moments.
That's some good radio silence. I like that.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could hear. I could hear it in the studio, but I don't know if the mics were picking up. So you're slow like a computer. You're like, what was that? What's that song coming from?
Oh
man,
exactly,
I don't know which tab that is.
Dude, how old am I? Exactly. You know, where am I? What am I doing? Not really quite sure. I'm just kind of just getting intoxicated and.
You're getting it. What?
Almost always.
That's not healthy.
Tell me about it. But you know,
I'm not a healthy man. I'm on the verge of death.
Yeah, seriously though, I need to like to talk with somebody or whatever. But
yeah, we don't joke about that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah,
it's not that kind of show.
This isn't that kind of show.
We don't joke about things.
Well, go over to As It Happens if you want to hear that.
I had a lot of people asking me what kind of show this was.
It's difficult.
Well, you know, I gave the old quote unquote comedy. Because it's not, well, I mean, I know the viewers.
It's not what, sorry?
Comedy. It's not comedy. You're not funny. You're not funny. Hard to pull that in, but.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt me deep down in my plums.
So, give me a joke.
Give me a joke. Bring me off a piece of that joke. Joke.
Can we pick a topic?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, are we still doing the topic?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about should.
No, that was a one-time thing. We don't talk about
cannibalistic
Chud.
Oh, humanoid underground dwellers.
Oh, yeah, that was the last time you were on for the Chud-isode.
Hey, I remember that.
I know, I just remember. I knew
that. That's one of my greatest memories. My greatest childhood memories.
How old were you?
12.
Oh, wow.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time. I remember I was also probably 11 because I think I'm a year younger than you guys.
Really? You're a year younger than us?
Yeah.
How old?
Yeah. He was born in 1897.
Can we talk about what year?
He's
in
97.
Born?
Oh, this is a great topic.
January 97.
Right, let's talk about years.
All right. So I was born in 1996.
Ben?
I was also born in 1996.
And I was born in 1997. Now let's pick a topic in between 1 and 11, Ben.
All right, next. Wait.
Oh, wait.
Next week, I think we should talk. Who's tallest? That one's got some mileage.
I'm not.
You're not?
The tallest.
Oh, I thought you just weren't a person. I thought you just didn't exist.
And I'm disagreeing with your topic.
That's also true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's also true.
So am I picking a topic? 7.
Wait, just wait. No, just wait a second. There's a little bit of theatricality to this show. We have a little bit of organization.
No.
All right, in between 1 and 11 is your topic choices.
Okay. Can I get to hear them?
Tristan, no. Take Jack, let's pick a topic. So, Benjamin Button.
The curious case of me.
Yes. So what topic were you interested in?
I don't know, cryptocurrencies?
No, that's
not how it works. You don't you choose a number, not the topic.
All right.
1 in 11.
1 in 11? 11.
What?
It is a friend of ours.
Why? Show us on a break. What's wrong?
No. This is a thing. This is Radio Veritas.
Show us on a break. I don't want to see that.
We aren't on a break. This isn't Friends. What number do you pick? Did you pick
Ross
a number?
And Rachel?
All right, here we go. I picked 11.
Okay, this I have an audio
file
that tells us
audio file.
What this topic is.
Ooh.
Air horns.
Wait, that's the topic?
Yes.
Yep. All right, you got to pull up the air horn button for this episode.
That's what that was.
All right, can we share the air horn privileges?
Wait, can I also have the air horn privileges?
No.
If I'm a part of this conversation, I'm going to have the air horn.
Okay.
So we had that last time. I don't know if that went well.
The topic for this episode is air horns. And I'm not giving it to you, Ben, because I know how much you're going to use it.
Hey.
Talking to the mic, bud.
Hey.
If you're going to be on this show, talking to the mic. Get back, because our mics are going to pick each other up.
All right.
I don't know if that's how mics don't shoot noise.
No, but like he's going to be
gonna
heard
be like
on
an
my
echo.
Yeah.
I just want to know what button is it.
Here, can I try something, Jack, with your microphone and my microphone?
Yes.
What does this? It just sounds the same. Never mind.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
This
Give me
show
a piece of that
off
Kit
the
Kat
rails
bar.
In record time. We're just playing with mics. We have
noise.
An air horn now.
Okay, so air horns. Right. Ben, get back to your side of the
I
table.
I want to be able
get
to click the air horn button.
Seat.
Get to your side. I want to see the air horn button.
Okay,
I want to see the air horn operator.
I will mic.
Who's controlling the buzzer?
What's that from?
It's an
Eric Andre show.
Oh. good.
How about you do a motion, and I'll press the air horn.
All right, I'd like a motion to press the air horn. All in favor.
Wait, what?
That's I.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you want me to do?
You make like a motion with your
like
arms.
Point at him or something when you want him to press the button. He's
pointing. No, that was just an example.
Oh, well, what motion do you want?
That one, but that was just a test run.
Okay, ready?
That doesn't make sense.
Perfect. You can't have that kind of delay, though. You have to be on it.
All right, I'll sit here.
Also,
okay.
You can't not
we'll,
be looking at me.
We'll do that again.
Time.
That way I can tell them he's pointing, and then they'll know when the point starts and then when the button happens.
Perfect. This
right,
is gonna
right,
be
right, 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 right. But I'm not going to look at you, so you're not going to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Point.
Oh, my God.
Wonderful.
Here we are in the world pointing at things.
Here we are. This is Daniel Cook, everybody.
This is Scott.
Hey, we're none
of
that.
Us are named Scott.
Yeah. So, air horn, when's the first time you ever heard an air horn, Ben?
I think the first time I meaningfully heard an air horn was...
It must have been I'm just going to butt in on you. It was probably in a song by Lil Jon.
Well, no, but like I've heard air horns definitely before I heard them in rap music.
I think it was actually the day I was born.
Like the doctor was like, "It's a boy."
See,
that's the patriarchy right there.
Do you want to hear it the first time I heard an air horn?
Not really.
I spilled paint in the garage. Dad snuck up behind.
See, it works so much better for you because you can just do it with your finger. I got to like point at you to do it.
It worked that time.
You pointed. Right. Wait, Tristan, does it count if you point at Ben?
Oh, it gives it two. So like,
yeah, it's like a relay. Because
you pointed at Tristan, and then, or you pointed at Ben, and then Ben pointed at me.
Oh, so it's like a Newton's cradle.
No.
Gotta be faster. Gotta be faster.
Okay. All right.
For the record, I pointed at Tristan there, then Tristan and Ben, then nobody cares.
Yeah. a visual medium.
What else can we say about air horn?
I know.
The first time I probably ever heard an air horn. Okay,
no,
sorry.
No. Go for it. I was gonna add on the Jack topic. How long have you been running this show for?
Since March 3rd.
And air horns is a topic. Like, have you guys not thought of more topics than that?
That was a
very
recent one.
It was extrajudicial killing. So, which one do you want?
Oh, I mean, it's easy. Actually, never mind. It's easy to have talk about extrajudicial killings because they're bad.
Hey,
it's illegal to make that joke at me.
I like a good court sanctioned kidding.
Mm.
Sir, you may now make that joke and kiss the bride.
And 15 years for murder. Second degree. It's a bit different.
Okay,
basically,
I get it.
Yeah.
So, Tristan, what was the first time you heard an air horn?
I want to say.
Wait, that's pronounced manslaughter?
Nah,
man's laughter.
I thought it was man's laughter, like comedians were always getting arrested for going to jail or something.
Making men's laugh.
Yeah, I was like, how are these comedy clubs alive? They must just
terrible
must
jokes.
Only let women's in. It's woman's laughter.
Yeah, don't you have some weird opinions about women in comedy?
Do you?
Never mind. We won't go into that.
To back me into something.
I just heard that you talk about something off air.
Can we just do some controversial stuff?
Wait, I haven't finished my air horn story.
When was the first time you heard about an air horn?
I was going to be 42.
Also, the first.
Can
time
you
had
tell
sex?
Me more of things like that?
When I'm 42, it's going to be the first time I hear an air horn. It's kind of like a
broke that promise already.
That wasn't a real life air horn.
No, it wasn't.
Oh. Well,
hey, Jack.
It's kind of like when people save themselves from marriage.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
What?
Nice. He's on it.
Oh, I'm pointing at Ben. Ben's pointing at Jack.
What am I pointing
I'm pointing
to
at Jack. What happens when I point at Jack?
Very good, very good, very good.
No, I'm pointing at Ben.
Good.
Yeah, now we're pointing. Oh, God. Okay, let's stop.
Wait, can the audience actually hear the air horn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Good.
Of course
good,
they can
good,
hear it.
Chris.
If we can hear it through here, they can hear it, so yeah.
Right. Okay, right.
All three people listening.
Right.
So if you're listening right now, call us. Here, just one sec. Right. If you're listening right now, call 604-822-2487. Let's talk about the first time you ever heard an air horn.
And we'll give you some free pins.
Air horns.
We'll give you a free pin.
I love air horns.
604-822-2487 or 604-UBC-CITR.
604-822-6487.
No, 2487.
604-824-8924.
608-9797-2232.
604 SOS SOS 9.
250-365-6521. That's my home phone number.
604-932-8735. That's my home phone number. 604-938-1799. That's Mahan Lamont's phone number. Also, shout out to Tight Buttholes. That's
okay, what?
No, it's not. No, I told
Kate,
Mahan,
this is a family show.
No.
Is it a
family
show?
Show?
Anyways,
my family
out.
Listens to it.
Do
my
they?
Grandma has a t-shirt.
Well, a bunch of sinful people.
Hey, okay. Take that slander. That's on air. Take that back. Rescind those comments.
Rescind it.
You have. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to rescind it.
I want
to
hear some air horns. I want to hear some air horns.
10 right. seconds.
Air horn. I'm not going to rescind it.
5 seconds.
I'm not going to rescind it. Air horns. Give me some air horns, Jack.
Yeah, but we have
Jack,
1 second.
Jack, give me some air horns.
One
You're
second.
Going to court,
Jack,
buddy.
1 second.
Jack,
everybody.
Jack, I'm going to
let me.
Let me rescind.
That is not rescinded. You are.
All right, let's go to a break, please. I need a moment to compose myself.
Quack.
This is the worst quack I've ever heard.
I want to give it a few goes. That's good.
Wait, Tristan.
Yeah? Oh, he's pointing at me.
Oh, nice. I gave it a go.
Okay.
All right, one more time. Oh, okay. Nice. Oh, very good.
All right. I'm just going to play a little song. Oh, 1 second. Ben's pointing at me. He's doing 2 fingers. Oh, now Jack, now Ben. Okay, I just want to...
just holding you hostage.
I want to just get to this next... jeez, I got to... I got to click the button. He's pointing at me. Okay, this next song I'm going to play is by my friend Nick Morgan, who does the theme song and the Let's Pick a Topic song.
NM.
Mr. Numb.
Comfortably numb, if you know what I mean.
Hey. Whoa.
This song is called Daydreamer.
The Dream.
He's got a, my friend Nick, he's got a little EP, the Kootenai Demo.
Is it called the Kootenai EP?
No, the Kootenai's Demo. Yeah. It's
good app. Great app.
All right, let's play this.
Play this app.
Stop.
Well, I'm sitting in a classroom, looking around, trying to find a buddy. That's when it happened, we locked eyes. I was now your victim on the road to deep my heart.
Recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest standing big band, Primetime Big Band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Welcome back to Radio
Pizza
Party on CIT 101.9 FM. Our topic for the day with our incredible guest, Benjamin, right into the mic, just how
really?
I like it.
Really?
Our topic is air horns. 1 sec. Oops. Oh, it was on another tab. So, like I said, that song was called Daydreamer, Nicki Mo.
And
NM.
Yo, NM.
Hey, enemy, you my enemy.
Yo, NME.
Oh, you wanna? Oh, you talking to NME?
Yo, you NME?
You talking NNMM to me?
You come in here talking N to a me?
Can you turn the aux up? So many of these need air horns.
NME.
Unjustifiably in a position I'd rather not be in.
You wanna start my motorbike? NNMMMMME.
Do you want to start my motorbike?
This is such bad radio.
This is so awful. Oh, man, I'm never going to make it on NPR.
You want to start? I gotta cut down this tree.
You know what's my favorite sea creature? A sea anemone.
It's hot in here.
You want to know my one of my favorite candy?
N&M.
Jesus Christ. And Moses and all the other religious figures, Buddha. All
right, are you guys quite done?
Quite done with the NM thing?
Quite.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Right. Well, give us a prompt, Jack.
A prompt?
Well, you ended us. We were doing the NM.
Have you guys heard of this rapper?
NM.
Oh, man, I want to hurt you real bad.
Okay. I think with that one, it wasn't as good as the other one. So
well, because Eminem was, well, like, M&M was already said, so, like, I thought it was a bit of a cop-out.
Yeah, I know. That kind of was. Eminem. But that was the first thing that came to mind. I'm like, oh, I'll quickly, while I can, right?
Yeah, well, quickly. You took some time. I wouldn't say it was quickly, but, you know, it was there. It wasn't just...
I bring you into my radio show. Wait. Just, I want you to use this when
I bring you here on the day of my radio show, and you come talk about this sort of thing to me. But I bring you on the day of my radio show.
What did that have to do with anything?
Because he was insulting
me. Yeah, I was giving him the run through. That got me. I'm God.
Did you think you were talking to Marlon Brando?
Dude, I thought you were talking about my dog, Marlon Brando. Man. Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe?
No, Marilyn Brando.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Brando. Okay, so
dog.
Air horns.
Hmm. Right.
What about them?
Hit them up. Where? What are they used for practically?
Making
in
loud
case you
noise.
Need to startle air.
Where?
I imagine hockey games.
Right.
People use air horns a lot, like sporting events.
Like if they don't like the ref, they'll just blow
their
air.
Yeah, they run onto. Air. Yeah, like those players got it in their hand on the ice. And
right.
They,
sure.
Ding,
okay.
Ding.
And what if there was an air horn on the puck?
Right.
Like every time someone touched
it.
Yeah. That'd be funny. What would that sound like? I'm on the ice. Oh, slap shot. And then what would the celebration music for like getting a goal sound like?
Yeah, I got a goal.
Okay. Wild. Remember when Johnny Carson, we played that Johnny Carson at last?
Was that last week?
That was not last week.
No, because it was 2 weeks ago.
We wasn't here for last week.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
So, Errol.
Wait, so what were you guys doing in your week off? That's news.
I didn't have a week off, but okay.
Well, you guys were not on this week, so you had a week where
Tristan,
you were not.
Tristan was going to Chilliwack.
Oh.
Where
dude, it must have been chilly and it was whack. Carry on. What were you saying, Jack?
Wait, hey, you live what's the place, the city that you live? Not Burnaby.
Past
the drone.
Wow, it must have been so low. You had to watch your heed. Your heed. You gotta hit. You're gonna hit your heed. Is it
hit
so
it
low?
On, hit it on a train bridge.
You gotta watch you. Yeah, heed. Get it?
Yeah. Wait, have you ever heard that joke?
No.
Pass it on, brother.
Yeah, okay.
It may not mean nothing to y'all.
was that a button?
There's a ton of these.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I going to get through this joke, or am I just
going to... Yeah, I want to hear the joke.
Okay, all right. Jack, get your finger off the button.
I'm going to put my finger on
get
the button.
Get your finger off my button, dude.
Okay.
Okay. So there's two.
button, baby. Button, baby. Murder.
Okay. Okay, so there's two giraffes.
Oh, I love this joke.
All right. There's two giraffes, right? And they're driving on the road. Get your finger on the button. Get it ready, Jack. Get it ready.
We told him to just take it off.
Get it back on. Get it back on the button. So there's two giraffes.
Mixed messages.
So it's two giraffes, right? And they're driving.
Wait, what? They're driving?
They're in a car. Okay.
They're in a car?
You're gonna make this impossible. Unless it's your joke, then you let
just,
it slide.
Just say the joke, man. Yeah. Just say it.
Okay. So it's two giraffes.
Kate, we know.
It's two giraffes.
Okay.
They're driving in a car. And they're driving.
Now what kind of car?
Oh my god. It's Volkswagen cross country.
Nice.
Right.
Hot. Sick car. Right. Sexy.
Is there a Volkswagen button?
Great car.
Volkswagen
button. Yeah, dude,
see if
Volkswagen
you can find a Volkswagen button. Mm. Okay, Ben, while you're doing that, he's going to find the Volkswagen
sound.
Yeah, try to get some like sound effects for the joke.
Yeah, hit it up. Yeah. Get giraffes in a car.
Hey, Ben, yeah, try to
find it. Do you know how hard it is to find these?
Find a giraffes in a car button.
Yeah, giraffes in a car. Right?
See if that button is.
Get a giraffe named Gisela. Okay, anyways. Okay. So.
Oh.
They're in this car.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so there's two giraffes.
It's like an episode of Radiolab.
And they're driving it.
This file is 28 minutes long. Do you want that?
Play it.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's two giraffes, and they're driving in a car, and their car goes under the bridge.
Can you like? Oh yes, your engine stops.
So there's two giraffes, and they're driving in a car, and a bridge is coming up, and they go under the bridge, and one giraffe hits its head.
Bonk.
And the other one's name is Gisela.
It's like a German joke.
Yeah, spot on. It actually is a German joke.
Yeah. Find a Germany button. Find a Germany button.
See, backslash.
See, just Google Germany button. See if anything comes up. Yeah.
Germany button. That sounds like a really bad euphemism.
Yeah, you know, touch my Germany button. Okay, while he's doing that.
You tell me a joke, dude.
I don't. Okay.
Quid pro quo.
What was the joke? Like, what was the joke? Is that a play on words in German
okay,
or something?
So found,
or is it just because it's so silly?
It's just because it's so silly. And of course, the other giraffe is going to hit its head.
Ooh, hold on. What the heck?
I'm interested. Okay.
I Googled Germany sound button.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Jack.
He's pointing?
Yeah. Do it again. No.
No. The
Jack,
other one. The
Jack,
Germany one.
Jack, the Germany button. Press the Germany button.
I'm sorry.
Press the Germany button. Jack, the Germany button.
Jack.
Oh,
sexy, right?
I like that one. Yo, Jack.
This one's hard because it's a YouTube video.
How is it?
Deutschland.
Do you want to know where it's from?
Wait, do that one more time.
Do it again.
Do it again?
Do it again.
So.
Deutschland.
Open.
Hey.
So, okay.
Okay, yeah, just because the fact that that joke
about?
Is like, so it's kind of like why the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side. Like, that's like a quintessential joke in the English language,
well,
but it's silly. It's like, doesn't make sense.
No, it's more like, of course the giraffe is going to hit its head.
What is happening? Is this some Persian guy, or?
He could have been from anywhere.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe
well, why?
Spoke
why
Farsi.
Persian? Why Persian?
Well, it just sounded like a Middle Eastern language.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, it got me there. All
right.
Yeah.
True. Good reason. Yeah, no. Yeah,
don't,
like,
I'm not a linguist.
Yeah. The whole idea.
You're certainly not Cunning.
Cunning?
Yeah, that was a joke about going
group.
Down under. Oh, wait, what?
Hey, we're talking about Australia. I thought we were talking about Germany, not Australia.
Yo, we're talking about Australia here. Talk about a nizhery dude.
Humana. Showing.
Okay, somebody say something intelligent.
You were saying something
it.
About the
no,
joke.
No,
okay,
I was explaining why the joke's funny. But if you explain a joke, why the joke is...
Yeah, but I
want to
know
laughs.
Why it's funny. Just say it.
Well, because, of course, the giraffe's going to hit its head. So, of course, the other giraffe's name is Gisela.
That doesn't make sense.
Because there are giraffes in a car going under a bridge, dude. Pay attention.
Is Gisela a real name in Germany?
Yeah, it's a common name. I think actually
is
my
it?
Aunt was named... Is named Gisela. Like, my German aunt...
Is it a woman? Is it a girl's name?
Yes, a girl's
name.
Or
a woman's name. Or a person's name.
Could be both. You know, girls grow up and then they're women. It's
not all, not the unfortunate, only the lucky ones.
Oh, man, dude, you have to bring up child death.
Wait. No, Germany.
You gotta point at him. You gotta point at him.
I know, but I wanted to get here.
I do have this one.
Hey, learn the rules.
You tell me to learn the rules of my own dang show?
Your own.
My own dang show.
Your own show.
Benjamin, I let you come in here and you start touching buttons.
I'm I'm pressing buttons.
And you're pushing my buttons.
I'm pressing your Germany button.
You're grinding.
Your Germany button.
Whoa, dude. Watch out for the car. Watch out for the road, Ben.
Whoa, easy there. Watch this traffic.
I have lost all patience.
Well, then contribute. What do you have to say?
And that's the thing. You guys keep going. I need the button. Train whistle. Germany.
Yes, on that note. Come on.
We got to bring back the Germany button.
I pointed at you. Germany button.
We got to bring it back for another episode.
I resign from the button.
Do the Germany button.
All right.
How? I don't have the laptop.
Oh, the burnt Germany. Let me try to find Germany.
Also, did you type in Germany button and that's what came up?
Yeah, it was the sound effect from when they hit the button on The Voice.
Oh, what?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Do it again.
Sexy.
Do it again.
I see what he means, but it takes a bit of a sec to.
Oh, nice. Jack, you're just on your phone. Are you?
Yeah, I'm
just sending Snapchats of Tristan.
Okay, well, we have a show we're doing.
You guys honestly have enough material between the two of you. I don't need to contribute for about.
I don't have anything. I'm pulling at straws.
Okay, our subject
life,
today is air
I'm
horns.
Pulling.
What else can we talk
Jack,
about?
Jack, what's
about
the scariest air horn you ever heard?
My biggest scare horn.
Jack, what's your biggest nightmare?
My biggest nightmare.
Your largest nightmare, like a really big clown or something.
My largest nightmare. So
largest.
I was in this nightmare. I'm on a boat. Turns out, all the whales are in the sky now.
Oof.
So what I'm doing is I'm on this, okay.
It sounds like a lie already.
What's the word?
Yo, watch those cars, Jack.
That's what comes
dodge
up.
It, dodge it.
That's what happened. Look,
by the way, we're doing
We're
doing this episode in the middle of traffic.
We're on Gramble.
Yeah, that's stop what comes that up when you look up scare horn. It's a guy pranking his friend or something. Like he laughs in it.
Okay, so I'm on.
This is your biggest nightmare, not your scariest.
This wasn't that scary, but it was large.
Most expansive. Did it really build a world?
So in this world.
In this.
I'm off the coast of Cape Verde, like off Africa. So I'm off the coast of something that's off the coast.
Not Cote d'Ivoire?
No.
Okay, just ask him.
It turns out all the whales are in the sky now. So all these gray whales, sperm whales. Can you two shut up, please?
Keep going. No.
Music. Go.
Can I have the sound effects of waves?
Okay.
So I'm there, and there's all these whales from falling from the sky. Sperm ones, gray ones.
Right, it's the first one.
Giraffe ones. And I'm there like, oh no, I'm on this little boat. I gotta steer away from all these whales.
Little yacht.
It turns out there's a tidal wave coming in.
Whoa,
not
tidal,
tidal
wave sound effect.
just make it louder.
Do it. Whoa.
Oh, here's one. This one actually makes sense.
Hey, that sounds like a tidal wave.
That sounds like a toilet.
It's this humpback whale call.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Oh, that's,
carry on.
That's that sexy.
Mm. That's that large nightmare sound.
Point being, I'm riding this boat, and then one lands on me, and I die. Ben, what's your most expensive nightmare?
Expensive nightmare?
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Are we done with this? These sound
right,
effects?
Right.
Unless yours has to do with water and whales.
No. My okay. Most expensive nightmare?
Yes. Just
what cost you the most?
I bought a whole bunch of stock in Enron in like 2002.
Nice.
All my life savings.
If people didn't know, Enron was a company. Doesn't exist anymore.
No. They don't exist anymore.
That's what I said.
Oh, right.
I didn't say does exist anymore. That would make sense.
Does exist anymore.
Radio Pizza Party does exist now anymore.
It does exist anymore. Anymore from now on does exist.
Yes. Ha ha.
Woo.
Can questions now I ask that clock stop at me?
I didn't get that
struck
one.
Three.
I didn't get that one.
It's from Charlie McDonald's. Okay. Somebody go.
Oh wait, okay.
No,
now
it's your dream.
Something.
Yo, what was your
Jackie,
what was your what was your what was your most dream?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is this a dream I had. I was playing bass.
Mm.
I was playing some bass. I was in a band.
Right.
And there were some dudes from high school, I remember.
Sure.
And I was sitting there playing the bass.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I bass it for you?
Yeah. And then we started doing it to some performance, and then people started coming to the show. And then everyone's face had a squid on it. And the music got more and more chaotic and noise rocky. And I was just like ripping up. I was like, and then the guy was like,
can you cut down?
We have a call.
Whoa! Answer the call. Answer the call. Answer the call.
Okay. Okay. Oh, it went away.
Oh, call again.
Call again.
Call again. Please call her. What's the number?
604-822-888.
No, shut up, Ben. Shut up, Ben. 604-822-2487.
Did you have a coffee before you got on here? You are charged up.
Oh,
hey,
here we go.
Back.
Whoa.
All right. Here we go. Hello. Oh,
hey.
You are
hey.
On air. Can you hear her? Hello.
Oh, it's come from the ocean.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Do you get called by a telemarketer?
Do you have your own soundboard
there?
Wait,
hello? And they hung up. Okay.
Somebody
else has their
own soundboard.
Dude,
we just got prank called.
We just got fucking prank called.
Yo, dude. Hey, pranker out there.
Okay. If there's one thing I don't like, it's getting pranked.
Hey, just
prank Sinatra.
Please don't call my phone ever.
Hey, prank Reynolds. Chill out with that.
Yo.
Hey, quit pranking my chain, buddy.
Hey, I'm just prank Zappo.
Yo, prank Lloyd Wright. Stop with the architecture. You're pranking all of
us. What's the deal with pranks? I don't like them. I don't like when they're calling
yo,
me.
Yo, hey, I'm going to be frank. I don't like pranks.
Let's be frank.
Is this an episode of Loves? Let's Be Frank?
Yep. I just want to say that this guy is like that song from the 80s, Pranky Goes to Hollywood.
That's a bad
relax,
idiot.
Don't do it. Don't prank us. You sound like a prankster to us. Ladies, take a minute and think about who really matters.
That was a lot of moving parts there. That was full on.
Why don't we go to a little break?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna.
If we have any callers who aren't just Frank Sinatra and us,
what do you think of Let's Be Frank full movie? Let's just click that.
No, come on. Let's just go to a break.
Okay.
All right, go to a break.
We are way too loose format with this.
Oh, where did Nick's? Oh, here we are.
NM's.
NM.
This next song is called Memory Leak. Whoa. There's letters in there's spaces in between all the letters. So
I've forgotten
has
all
that,
about it.
That aesthetic sort of. Oh, this guy's memory must be leaking.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, it's all over the floor. It's like a viscous fluid.
Whoa.
Wow, wow, wow.
What was the name of this song?
This is Memory Leak.
Oh, okay.
Jump.
Concha. Concha. Hookah.
The Vancouver Art Book Fair and CITR and Discorder are teaming up to present the official Vancouver Art Book Fair After Party on Saturday, October 14th at Workspace, 163 West Pender Street, from 8 p.m. to late into the evening. The Discorder curated lineup features Walgren, Lord Fuckerman, and music for evenings, with guest DJ sets by Crimes and Treasons, Relly Rels, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, Jamal Steeles, and Issa Aaron. Performances will be followed by a Crimes and Treasons book launch. Admission is free, with Vancouver Art Book Fair member passes or a sliding scale from $10 to $15 at the door. Be there or be square.
Every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Hey, buddy. Hey, man. Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party. CITR 101.9. My name is Tristan Wheeler. This is Jack. This is Ben.
Hey.
We've been talking air horns, and we just had a really wild episode. That song was much weirder than I expected.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like classic Nicki Mo, where,
yeah,
you know, is a guitar.
Yeah, but that was just a bunch of kind of samples sped up and interplayed with each other, which...
It was really sexy.
Yeah.
We
got a good mood. Yeah. I lit some candles. And
yeah.
Did we get some?
You lit my 16 candle, that's for sure.
Oh, hey. Somebody called John Hughes because we got a freaking Ferris Bueller.
Okay, how much time we got left in this show?
Wow, you just counted down to seconds? You just can't wait to get out of here?
Yeah.
Fair, dude.
I can smell you from here. We're about 45 feet away.
Hey, can you...
Yeah, no, we don't have smell-o-vision. Smell-o-vision yet. Which wouldn't even work because it's radio.
We're like, smell us. We're on a radio pizza party.
Sound of smelgin.
Hey, call in now. We'll give you a pizza.
What? No, don't. You can't promise
call
that.
Call in now. Give
no.
a pizza.
Call in
it's
now.
Radio pizza party.
604-824. What's the last
one? No, we're not going to give you a pizza.
604-8-8-5.
Okay, we'll give you.
Okay, when?
We'll give you a radio pizza party pin if you call in now. That is 0% a joke.
Yep.
Now.
Tristan, what's the number?
Right now.
604-822-2487.
I just want to call
604-822-2487.
2487. Or 604-UBC-CITR. Can I try radio CITR?
Yes, you can. You already are.
Oh, ladies.
What
and gentlemen.
What if I call it? What if I call it?
And people.
Ever think about that?
Yeah, give it a go. See what happens.
It's going to be really echoey.
I'm going to give it a go. Okay, hold on. Wait, what's the number again?
604-822-2487.
2487. Calling in. Michaela, you should call. I got a text.
Oh, we got a call. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Oh! Oh. Fires.
This is hell. I'm turning it off.
Oh, God.
Hit the other side. There
okay.
we go.
I didn't like that.
That was maddening.
I did
can
not
imagine
like
hearing,
that.
Can you imagine hearing your own voice?
Yeah. We have headphones and
difficult,
we hear our own
difficult,
voices.
Difficult,
yeah,
difficult.
I hate hearing my own voice at all times.
Same with all of us.
You hate hearing my own voice too?
All right, so yes. Why don't we jump into a little game called Impressions.
Bingo! Impressions!
Bing Impressions.
I clear my throat, not in this studio.
Don't you just clip off a split second of it?
We can go on together. With impression minds.
Impression minds.
And we can build our dreams with impression minds. Okay, so with impressions, we go. We go around the horn.
Right.
And the old horn. Horn. And, We do an impression of a thing, of a person.
Right.
And we all vote on whose is the best.
Sure.
Yeah. You can't vote for yourself.
What if I? What if I? What if you've never heard of the person?
That's fine. We'll figure it out.
Right.
You do your best in based on the name.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So our first impression.
Yeah.
Is a little guy. You might have heard of him.
Right.
Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
Jackie, why don't you?
Freddy Krueger.
Let me break this off for you.
Break this off.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat
bar.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Let me get in character.
3, 2, 1. Go.
I'm going to kill you in your dream.
All right. Let me do this one. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to kill you in your dreams.
We're doing great.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey, I'm going to kill you in your dreams.
Oh!
Wow, I could feel the scissors on your hands.
Ooh, wait, is that
Edward was Edward Scissorhands? That was his,
oh, I did.
He just has knives.
Yeah, he had knives, dude.
All right, do your impression.
Like half as many blades.
Edward Scissorhands, just so you...
Don't touch me. I'm going to chop you up. I'm going to chop you up in the butt. I'm going to chop up your little butthole. I'm Eddie Sizz. That's what they call me. Old Edward Sizzy.
That was just a bonus one for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye.
Bye, Edward. Oh, Edward Scissorhands is just in the studio.
See you later, Ed.
Yeah.
See you later, guys. Edward Scissorhands 2 coming out spring 2019. See you later.
See you, Ed. Get out of here.
Yeah, okay,
get out of here, Ed.
Ed's time to go.
We get it.
Starring
you have
left
weird
the
hands.
Building.
Starring John Hurt.
He's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
Ed is gone.
Edward, I just want you to get out of here, okay?
Can't get away from
Edgar. E-Man. Get out of the building.
Yo, take those scissors. Why don't you go make a little craft?
Yo.
I'm still on the phone.
Yo, go chop some carrots, dude. Get out of here.
With scissors.
With
it's
scissors.
Weird.
I'm going to go trim your hedges, if you know what
hey,
I mean.
Hey, there's people that need a haircut out there in the world. Why don't you go give him one?
I don't cut hair. I think it's gross.
I've seen the movie. You cut hair.
No, I've changed since then. That was the 90s.
It's like this whole thing.
Oh, what are you? Okay. We have to go into the.
Okay, see you later, Ed.
Ed.
Let's see some more impressions.
Leave. Just leave, Ed. Seriously.
Amen. Amen.
Bye.
Amen.
Okay. Go home.
I don't have one.
Leave. Go into the,
I'll just go into the waiting room.
Yeah, just get out of here, please. We'll talk to you later. Okay, just go. Edward Scissorhands.
Edward, we'll talk to you later.
Eddie.
Get out of here.
Yo.
I hope so. What are you guys doing today?
Jack,
why aren't you helping us out in
we'll
this?
We'll talk with you later.
Yeah.
We'll
Jack, why aren't you helping us?
Are you going to a party?
Jack.
E-Man. Pull back Jack.
Jack,
get back in here.
Jack.
Oh, hey, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, dude. Seriously. Yeah. E-Man. You got to rein that guy in.
Yeah. You just let him push you around.
No,
you're
kind of like goosey with those blades. Yeah.
You're kind of a pushover, man. Like,
you know how much
when
it
comes
when he pushes me around? His hands are covered in knives.
Yes, don't let him.
And his feet are covered in blunders.
Oh, really? Is that the sequel?
Yeah.
Is that his...
the old Johnny Blunderfoot.
Oh, the 2000s were not good for him, eh?
No. Okay, next impression.
Vitamix.
Wait, I think vote.
I say Ben wins.
I say Tristan wins.
You can't vote for yourself, Ben.
Jack wins.
Yes, we're in a
three-way. Yeah.
That's
right.
My kind of three-way.
Oh, whoa. Okay,
I forgot to mention that this is a Friday the 13th.
Special.
So all these are unlucky things that you are doing impression of.
Okay, right.
Nice.
So this next thing is breaking a mirror. Doing an impression of breaking a mirror.
Breaking a mirror.
Yeah.
I brought a champagne glass just for this.
All right, Ben, why don't you kick it off?
All right. Okay, 1, 2. Oh, no! I broke a mirror!
Okay.
All right, that was good. All right. da-da-da-da. Oh, jeez, that was my grandpa's mirror.
Okay. Oh, no. What have I done? I knew I shouldn't have grabbed this mirror. I'm sorry, guys. I'll clean this up. E-Man, get out of here. We told you.
Jack, no, it's your...
I'm sorry. I can't get out of here until I clean up this mirror. How are you going to clean it up with your bloody
fingers? Oh, he's doing it a single shard at a time.
I don't have a broom. Have you? Did any of you
just
bring
go
one?
Ask someone for a broom.
Dude, we'll talk to you.
Okay, we're doing
we'll
a show.
We'll talk to you in 5 minutes.
We'll
be right
doing
back.
We'll
show.
Go to a party. We'll go to a party.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Why do you need
broke
to...
the door. Broke the door. It's going to sound echoey.
Well,
here
don't
for a while.
Clap before you close it.
No, I clapped the door right on its ears.
Jack, where's Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
Oh, hey, sorry, guys.
I'm still here.
Okay.
I'll just clean down here for a little while.
Okay, yeah,
oh,
please.
Man, that was really annoying.
Yeah, I hate it.
God, I hate that guy.
Yeah. Okay, so who won that?
A lot of pieces down here.
Okay.
I'd say T-Bone won.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Tristan won.
Sure.
Not?
This next one is walking past a black cat. That's the next unlucky thing. So I'll go first because
is Freddy Krueger like a certified unlucky thing?
Yeah. That's my question. I'd say if you're stuck in dreams, you're pretty unlucky.
Yeah, and you're getting fair, okay. Yeah. Okay, so here's walking past a black cat. What's that? Wow! Oh God! What the heck? Crikey! All right.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
The lads from Liverpool.
No, 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 no. Oh no! What have I done to this cat? These damn blender feet.
Oh, Evan!
Henry, get out of here!
Again! Jack, Edward. Where have you gone? Why are you cleaning up the glass?
Go clean up the glass, you broke, Edward.
See, the problem is I stepped on the glass and now it's everywhere.
Oh, because the blender feet.
It
just makes it into sand. Just turn, let it go into sand.
Now you're going to have individual grades of scan.
I guess
blades.
We're having a beach day. I'll go get my
No, that kind of, I don't want to play
right
in that
side.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Yo, dude, play the air horn one.
One second.
I'm pointing at you.
I know, just 1 second. Jeez.
I'll just wait for this. Or should I go get my swimsuit? Which one would you prefer?
2, 3.
Did you just hiccup?
Oh, coming around the mountain when she comes. Whoa, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. Around the mountain.
Did you want me to leave again?
Yes!
I'm sorry.
Okay, this next impression.
Ben didn't even get to go.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Right.
Sorry, I missed that.
Walking past the cat. Okay. Walk. Oh, hey.
Are you Waka Waka Flame? Do you say your name while you walk around?
Yeah, I'm Waka 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 Waka. Waka Waka Waka.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay. All right. This last one. Who won that one?
I did. I think I won that one.
Jack wins. So
Jack won.
You can't vote for yourself,
feet.
But whatever.
I win.
We have only a few more minutes here.
Hit it.
Last one. Rod Blagojevich.
Knee Dangerfield.
Nope. Rod Blagojevich.
Who's Rod Blagojevich?
He was mayor of Chicago and a senator, and he was corrupt, and he went down, and he's in prison, and he was really unlucky because he got caught.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I got to sound like that guy.
That's not what he's... Was that your impression, Jack?
No.
Oh, okay. Do your impression.
Okay, well,
I want to hear himself in third person.
I want to hear you guys, and then I'll do mine, based off what you guys
say,
based off this character.
Yeah, Rod Blagojevich. Okay,
yeah,
Jack.
Rodney Dangerfield.
No, okay. Jack, go.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Ed. I think I really messed up this time. Well, Rod, I don't know what you're going to do.
Is that his wife?
Oh, is that the guy who blew his brains out?
No, different guy.
We don't talk about him. I don't know.
That was Bud Lowry.
Right. That totally was.
I wish I could comfort you, but I do have these knives strapped to my head.
Edward! Again!
I'm sorry.
Jack, get back here!
What's up, guys?
Okay.
Dude,
gosh.
Seriously.
I'm
hold that guy.
No! Okay, he's gone.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Rod Blagojevich.
Rodney Dangerfield.
All right.
I just want to say one last time, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, you're thinking Brad Pitt.
No, you're thinking of Harvey Weinstein.
Oh,
that is a little. That's a little close to the bone, I tell you.
Eating ain't cheating. Okay, Ben.
God.
All right.
Oh no, Tristan.
Yeah, no, that's against
the
law. You
did not make that joke.
Okay.
No, I'm still in the Bill Clinton, Rod Blagojevich. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, Rod Blagojevich stole all that Italian food. That's what it was. All
right, here's my Rodney Mullen.
And he was on a diet, so he's like, it's eating
Mullen? Yeah, yeah. All right, my fellow Americans, I am pleased to say to you that we have won.
What?
The anti-corruption charges against me.
Why is the alternate timeline?
Oh yeah, we did not steal from
that man.
Anyone.
That woman.
Anyone.
Wow.
I promise you.
Wow, you kind of really embodied that character. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You embodied that, man.
Rodney Mullen. Any okay.
Okay, is that it? Are we good?
Yeah.
Carry on.
Ratings don't mean anything. No one did best.
nothing means anything.
Nothing means anything.
We're all gonna die anyways.
This is
the only thing promised to us.
By the gods.
Not by my dad.
Oh, no. All right, so
I promised him that.
You promised my dad that I'm gonna die.
No, yeah.
Okay, so let's finish up the show. We got just one more minute here. No, we don't have time for a song.
Yeah, we do. Let's sing it up. Let's sing an ending. No.